It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 6th, 2018. On this date in 1558, parish records in St. Mary's Church in Lombard Street, London, note that Thomas Kidd, the son of Francis and Anna Kidd, was baptized. He would later become a major playwright of the Elizabethan era. The author of the Spanish tragedy, Kidd was a contemporary and a competitor of William Shakespeare. Although well known in his own time, Kidd fell into obscurity until 1773, when Thomas Hawkins, an early editor of the Spanish tragedy, discovered that Kidd was named as its author by Thomas Heywood in his Apology for Actors, published in 1612. 100 years later, scholars in Germany and England began to shed light on his life and work, including the controversial finding that he may have been the author of a Hamlet play, predating the far more famous model produced by Shakespeare. In October 1565, the young Kidd was enrolled in the newly founded Merchant Taylor's School, where he received a well-rounded education. Apart from Latin and Greek, the curriculum included music, drama, physical education, and good manners. There is no evidence that Kidd went on to study at a university. Evidence does suggest that in the 1580s, Kidd became an important playwright, but little is known about his activity. It is known that the success of his plays extended to Europe. Versions of the Spanish tragedy and his Hamlet were popular in Germany and the Netherlands for generations. The influence of these plays on European drama was largely the reason for the interest in him among German scholars in the 19th century. He's also the presumed author of a pamphlet in prose entitled The Murder of John Bruin, a grisly report on murder in a family in which a goldsmith is murdered by his wife. On May 11, 1593, the Privy Council ordered the arrest of the authors of heretical materials considered blasphemous by the Church of England. The next day, Kidd was among those arrested, and he would later believe that he had been the victim of an informer. His lodgings were searched, and it is thought that Kidd was tortured. He told authorities the heretical writings found in his possession belonged to Christopher Marlowe, a fellow dramatist and one-time roommate. Unfortunately for Marlowe, he was an atheist, and when he was summoned by the Privy Council for interrogation and waiting for a decision in his case, he was killed in an incident involving known government agents. Kidd was eventually released, but his efforts to clear his name were apparently fruitless. The last we hear of him is in the publication of a drama called Cornelia, early in 1594. He died later that same year at age 35 and was buried on August 15th in St. Mary's Coal Church in London. St. Mary's was destroyed in the Great Fire of 1666 and not rebuilt. Thus, Thomas Kidd's grave was lost to posterity. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 6th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.